98.1 KZE. Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Joining us now live in the studio is our friend, our neighbor, world-renowned musician, Morali Coryell. Good morning, Morali.
Good morning, Rick. Oh, so nice to be here surrounded by all this great music.
Well, it's great to have you amongst the CDs, records, singles, and 8-tracks that we have piled up to the ceiling. And you have a gig coming up, Morali. Coryell is playing at the Town Crier Friday night. Dan Brother is opening up the show. What do you got in store for the people, Morali?
Well, we were actually supposed to do this gig a while ago, or at the end of January, and it got rescheduled due to inclement weather. So we're finally going to do it, and it's a kind of a record release party for one of the songs you just heard, Soul of a Nation. It's been out for a couple months now, and so we look forward to playing a lot of the music from that.
Now, you got a couple of covers on here, like one we just heard. What inspired you to cover Love TKO?
Well, I've always loved Teddy Pendergrass. When I discovered
what a voice
those soul singers, I have to credit Eddie Murphy, his skit way back when he was, talking about Teddy Pendergrass. Yeah. So I said, well, let me go listen to him. And it was that good. And when I play out in Texas, I have a band out there, and Ernie DeRawa is the drummer, and he played with Delbert McClinton for years. And so on Ernie's 80th birthday party, which was in at Antone's in Austin, Delbert came in, and Ernie said, I want you to play this song. I think Delbert will like it. So we did it. And then Delbert, as Ernie predicted, came up to me and said, I like the way you sing that song. And then so we said, well, let's record it. And so that's an example of my Texas band with Will Owen Gage on that smoking guitar solo and Joe Morales on the saxophone and Lanny Hilbolt on bass. And I will be heading out there in March during South by Southwest. I'll be out there for a couple of weeks. So I'm excited to get this home area show, at the Town Crier on Friday. Mm.
Now, on the new album, Soul of a Nation, it's dedicated to a couple of friends, and why don't you name them?
Well, yeah, one was Danny Pickering, who has just lived down the street, and I recorded two of the songs from the album on there, and Danny was I knew him since I was 10 years old or
really?
9 years old.
Really?
Yeah, so he was like an uncle to me. And he sadly passed away.
He was a lover of music, loved to listen to it, make it, be it, one of a kind.
Yeah, he was a lover of life. I mean, he just had so much energy. If you were ever bored, you could call Danny and you would not be bored anymore. You would suddenly be filled with exuberant ideas and incredible musical projects that's going to shake the world. And that's the way spirit.
He would come here and be like, Rick, you got to hear this and give me a burned CD.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just made this last night. I just cooked it up, mixed it, blah, blah, blah. Here it is. What do you think? I'm like, well, it looks like you just wrote the title on it, but I got to hear it. And he's like, well, let me know as soon as you hear it.
Yeah.
And it was, he wanted me to give him an explanation of what I thought of the song before I even heard it.
Right, right. Danny, he thought very quickly. His mind was very fast, and he was a fast talker also. And so, but I loved him so much. And and also Jeff Anderson, the bass player, he played with me on a couple of the tracks, and we had worked together over the years. And so, yeah, he passed. And of course, Joe Louis Walker, who was a mentor, like an uncle. I wouldn't be the same person without him. He took me all over the world, and I wouldn't have got to meet Mick Jagger and do all kinds of things. And so I'm changed forever. I mean, he was a game changer, changing person in my life. And it's like my dad. I still hear him talking to me.
How did Joe introduce you to Mick Jagger?
on the island of Mystique. And he said, and that's in the Caribbean. And I just got back from there, and Mick was there again. And Mick said, Joe said, my first night there, this was 11 years ago. I'd just gotten off stage. I'm on stage. Joe says, come here. Mick wants to talk to you. I'm like, uh-oh, what have I done? You know, there was kind of an unwritten rule, like you're not supposed to play a Rolling Stones song in front of him, and I didn't. So I was wondering, like, what? And so I get over there, and Mick's in his New York Yankees baseball cap, wow, and a T-shirt, just kind of chilled out with some people. And he says, he introduced himself. I'm like, yeah, hello. Yes, I'm Morale. He goes, I knew your dad. And he said, enjoy yourself. So that was my, and then years later, I was at his son's wedding at Rupert Murdoch's house, wow, in Henley-on-Thames, England, during COVID. So these are things that never would have happened if not for Joe, you know, giving me the opportunity. And of course, I had to do a good enough job to be invited back, you know, and to continue to work. And I view everything, every day, every gig, it's an audition. You know, you're just trying to, you know, it doesn't matter what you did before.
Yeah, it's you never know where now. It's going to lead you.
Yeah, that's right. Every day is special, every song, every note, every breath. And it's hard to keep that in mind in the whirlwind of emotional distractions that's out there.
Well, you have a show coming up on Friday at Town Crier in Beacon. Dan Brother is opening the show. Who are you bringing with you to the stage?
Oh, the guys on the new album, my main New York rhythm section, it's Peter O'Brien on drums and Bill Foster on bass. And I'm definitely expecting to get Dan Brother up to join us,
cool,
for some stuff, because we go way, way back to, you know, the Bill Perry and Middletown, New York connections. Cool. Oh, the other thing is, this Thursday, I'm also part of the Pro Jam at the Colony.
Oh, cool.
This Thursday.
Sunny Rocks Pro Jam.
Yes.
54.
That's right.
Cool.
And Brian Mitchell will be there. And, you know, it's my first time doing that. And so it should be cool. It's, you know.
Sounds like a great band.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Well, don't miss Morale Curiel Thursday. Wednesday?
Thursday at the Colony and Friday at the Town Crier.
And check out MoraleCuriel.com for all the information you need. Anywhere else on the webs they could find you?
All the social media things, whatever your preferred music delivery system is, all my music is out there, available. And I invite you to listen to it. It doesn't happen very often. It's hard to make an album. It takes time. We're very impatient people, but just like growing something, it takes time. Wines mature in their time. Men mature in their time, if ever at all. And so I'm just glad that I can look back and be proud of what I did, because it does express how I'm feeling, and sonically, I'm so proud of how all the musicians played. And I just love music. Music always makes me happy.
Well, I love to hear that. And keep on keeping on. Keep making great music. I know that we discussed some things prior to being on the air. You have another album in the can that you're going to be putting out in the future.
Oh, yeah.
And can you give any info about it? I won't unless you do.
Yeah, no, I can talk about it. It was a kind of a dream project that just came kind of... The opportunity was there, and it ended up working out. And it's a very pure blues album. The name of it is called Deep Blues. And it's pretty much, it's all public domain blues songs.
Cool.
So going way back. And so I wanted to get older people, older musicians who actually go further back. The further you go back, then you know. So I was lucky enough to have Bernard Purdy.
Wow.
Who's the world's most recorded drummer. Played on so many number one hits. From Aretha Franklin to everyone. and to have him looking back at me as I'm singing, him giving me the confidence and telling me, you got this, and just trust me, take your time. And then having him and Tony Garnier on bass, and he lives over in Poughkeepsie, but he's bass player for Bob Dylan, Diana Krall, Asleep at the Wheel, Buddy Guy, many others. He's just amazing. And then the guy I didn't even know was Junior Mac, who is one of the most incredible blues, gospel, and kind of rock artists. You know, I didn't realize he plays with Marshall Tucker Band and so many other people. And I'd heard of him, but Jimmy Vivino recommended him to me.
Cool.
Because I was going to have Jimmy be on the album, but, you know, him being in L.A., it didn't quite work out timing-wise. But he said, call Junior Mac. And now, wow, like, I'm so glad I met him. And music is a great way to meet people. And I'm grateful to Chesky Records for putting it together. That's the same label that did the Coryell's album 26 years ago. So it's like full circle coming back.
Cool. 26 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Morali Coryell, keep up the good work, and we look forward to seeing you soon here on the Up and Running Morning Show, Knock 'em Dead, Friday night at the Town Crier. Dan Brother opening up Morali Coryell and his band Friday night, Town Crier in Beacon. Thanks a lot for joining us, Morali.
Peace. Rock on.